Blog Talk Radio.
morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedline. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to put the song back up. I want you to get, go find a piece of paper and a pen. If you're at work or something, or if you're driving, I know you can't do it, but I'm going to take you through a little, it's small, it's minor, yet it still is very good exercise. And you're going to need to write something this morning. So get you a pen, a paper. You could use, I imagine, all you people that really know how to use your smartphones and iPads and iPhones. But those of you that have been on the TED line a long time, you know periodically I do these little exercises. This morning, we're going to do a little exercise. You're going to need a paper and a pen. And it's deliverance time this morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tedline. Moving on, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus. Grab you a pen and a piece of paper. Rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. Father God, we bind up Satan. We bind up devils, demons, Beelzebub. We bind up the seed, the fruit, the works, the acts, the thoughts, the deeds, and all the supporting spirits of the destroyer. In the name of Jesus, we terminate your assignment. We cancel any agreements made with you, knowing or unknowingly. We cancel it right now, rendering it null, void, ineffective. We break the power of evil and all evil human spirits in agreement, subservient to, working for the dark side, meaning Lucifer, Satan, Leviathan, the dragon, the serpent, and every other evil name. We bind you up this morning. We bind up remote viewing. We bind up in the name of Jesus every assignment. We terminate it. We cancel your works. We command your power of your witches go to zero. We cut every line of anybody that's astro traveling out of their body right now. Go in the name of Jesus to all demons. Brothers and sisters, I'm excited. If you're on YouTube or if you own the website, if you noticed yesterday, I put up a picture of a brick wall. I call that, whenever you see that, you know I'm going to be dealing with something in the spirit of containment. All right? And those of you that have been on here a long time know you ain't seen me come this way, because I've been revived, I've been renewed, and I got some fresh info, fresh oil. Well, you know, it was Pharaoh that ordered the children of Israel to make bricks. And he was called a hard taskmaster in doing that. That's because Moses had come to Pharaoh and he said, you know, Pharaoh, God is telling me to tell you, let his people go. So what did Pharaoh do? He commanded them to make more bricks. The devil is always looking for ways to make bricks in our lives. All of those bricks can even represent something from our genealogy. It could be something from our past, present, with an intent to affect our future. So what we're going to be doing, those bricks, they only have one purpose. And that purpose is to separate us from God, from the power that is contained in the fellowship of the saints. What cements those bricks together can be inner vows, resentment, unforgiveness, because they all form a paste. You know, like the bricklayer put up there and then he slapped that stuff up there and then he put another brick and then it hardens like a rock. It's holding those bricks in place. So all the month of September, I'm going to be displacing in the name of Jesus those bricks. And I actually started yesterday with that prayer. The reason I took the prayer down is because a lot of witches, believe me, a lot of them, and they've been trying to do it for years. And for a long time, God, you know, just one time I came off the internet because I got tired of the witches trying to take what God was giving me and use it against me. and the people of God. Because for whatever reason, with this anointing and this ministry, God gives me effective tools against the devil. So they try to get them. So a lot of things, if you're not in the teaching and if you're not on the speaker or if you're not on the blog talk, it won't be up there to download anymore. This is the question the Lord asked me to ask you this morning. Answer it according to your own heart. But this is not what I want you to write yet. Jesus, hear me this morning very carefully. Jesus cares about you. This is the question. Do you care that Jesus cares about you? I'm going to repeat that. Jesus cares about you. Do you care that Jesus cares about you? That's what the Lord told me to ask you this morning. And then he gave me the scripture, because, you know, I got to have the scripture so I can build on it. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting. First word, casting, throwing. Whatever you got to do, casting. The whole. Oh, by the way, this morning I'm coming from the Amplified Bible because it just amplifies it. It amplified it better for me. So I just decided to put it on up here. So, 1 Peter 5 and 7 in the Amplified Bible. Casting the whole of your cares, all of your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you. It's a verb. It's a verb. We know a verb is an action word. So, throwing forcefully in a specified direction is the definition of casting. Peter, let's see here. 1 Peter 5 and 7 in the King James says, casting all your cares upon him because he cares for you. But the Amplified breaks this thing down and says, the whole of your care, throw it forcefully in his direction. He wants you to throw forcefully in his direction all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. Why? Because he cares for you affectionately, and he cares about you watchfully. In the King James, casting all your care upon him because he careth. You know, anything with the ETH means continually, over and over and over and over and over again. He continually, over and over and over and over and over again, always, forever, cares for you. You know, 1 Peter 5 and 8 talks about your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Well, all the month of September, we're going to offensively tear that down. Because, you know, I'm not about no warfare after the fact anymore. Certainly, we're trying to get you delivered and healed from the old stuff. But I'm about forcefully advancing the kingdom of God. Question again, Jesus cares about you. Do you care that Jesus cares about you? Remember a couple days ago, I asked you to read Hosea. If you read Hosea, this is what you read in Hosea chapter 2, verse 19 through 20. And I will betroth you to me forever. Yes, I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. Even betroth you to me in stability and in faithfulness. And you shall know, recognize, be acquainted with, appreciate, give heed to, and cherish the Lord. Let that amplified again. Again, I asked you to read Hosea chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. I asked you to read all of Hosea. As we're going through this building and equipping for the next, I'm starting maybe a day or two ahead. I had to get yesterday's rededication of my ministry back to God, recognizing and allowing him to know I recognize the covenant. And I'm stepping out on my covenant rights by him and through him. I'm going to be intermittently throwing Hosea in here all through the month of September in an applicable way, in a way you can live with today, in a way that will strengthen you today, equip you today by and through the word of God. So God saying, I will marry you to me forever. Yes. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in steadfast love and in mercy. I will even betroth you to me in stability. Whoa. And in faithfulness. And you shall know, recognize, be acquainted with, appreciate, give heed to, and cherish the Lord. Now I want you to take a look at Psalm 94, verse 19. Psalm 94, verse 19 says, in the multitude of my anxious thoughts within me, your comforts cheer and delight my soul. The word for you, as we kicking this off, we're going to just get this out the way first. Fear not. Fear not. Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. Amplified Bible. So have no fear of them, for nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, or kept secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell it in the light. And what you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim upon the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. But rather be afraid of him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Gehenna. Are not two little sparrows sold for a penny? and yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your father's leave, without your father's consent and notice. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, then. You are of more value than many sparrows. Write this down on your paper. Jesus told me not to fear. Put it in your smartphone or your iPad, your Android, Samsung, Galaxy, whatever you got, AT&T. Jesus told me not to fear. Jesus told me not to fear. Now go with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. Reads like this. Therefore, I tell you, stop. Stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious, and worried about your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food? And the body far above and more excellent than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Hallelujah. Are you not worth much more than they? And who of you, by worrying and being anxious, can add one unit of measure, cubit, to his stature or to the span of his life? And why should you be anxious about clothes? Consider the lilies of the field and learn thoroughly how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his magnificence, his excellence, dignity, and grace, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is alive and green, and tomorrow into the furnace, will he not much more surely clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat? Or what are we going to have to drink? Or what are we going to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well. And your heavenly Father knows well. And your heavenly Father knows well. That you need them all. But seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given you besides. So do not worry. So do not worry. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble. Write this on your paper. Jesus has commanded me. Write it again. Jesus has commanded me not to worry. Jesus has commanded me not to worry. On the next line of your paper, put my Creator God wants me in Him. Got that? My Creator God wants me to trust in Him. Jesus has commanded me not to worry. My Creator God wants me to trust in Him. You got that? You don't have to write this. God our Father, Jesus' Son, wants us to trust in Him so that we can walk in Him, so that we can live in Him, so that we can abide in Him, so that He can live, walk, abide through us His undefinable love and divine goodness. Now, in order for this to happen for you and me, it's going to take our full surrender to Him. This is what we're going to work on, and this is what we're going to do for the whole month of September. God is going to increase within you the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of Himself. And I'm going to lead it. Praise God. Now, you see what you wrote on that paper? Or in your smartphone, iPad? I want you to say that out loud. Wherever you are, I want you to say that to yourself right now. Let me hear you. Remember, I got supernatural anointed ears. I can hear. Say that out loud. I can't hear you. Start from the beginning. Say it again. Jesus told me not to fear. Jesus told me not to fear. Jesus told me, Erica, not to fear. Jesus told me not to fear. Jesus told me not to fear. Jesus told me not to fear. Jesus has commanded me not to worry. Jesus has commanded me, Erica, not to worry. My God, my Creator, wants me to trust in Him. Now, this is what I want you to do. Write down spirit, soul, and body. Did you write that down? Write down spirit, soul, and body. And then write, I surrender my spirit, soul, and body trust in God. Yay! I surrender my spirit, soul, and body to trust in God. Paper down for a minute and repeat after me. You got to do it exactly like I'm giving it to you. Repeat after me. Say, every demon with an assignment to bring me fear and worry, right now, I renounce you. In the name of Jesus, any hidden fear and worry operating in me or that has transferred to me, I command you to come up and out of hiding. And in the name of Jesus, I renounce you, fear. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up, fear. In the name of Jesus, I terminate your assignment against me. And in the name of Jesus, fear, I destroy all of your past, present, and future works of fear that have been or that are being used against me, with or without my knowledge. Spirit of fear, with all of your supporting roots and seeds and spirits, get out of me and get out of my family line right now. Go! Command it to go. Command it to go. You command it to go. Make it go. Make it go. You command it to go. In the name of Jesus. Go! Get on out of here. Hidden fear, sudden fear. Go! All phobias related to fear. Go! Fear that I didn't even know I had fear of. Go! Fear of man. Go! Fear of success. Fear of victory. Go! Fear. Go! Command out of yourself. All fear. Seed and the root of fear. Go! Go! Fear from my mother's womb up to right this very second. Go! Command it out of you. Go! You command it out. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I can hear you. In the name of Jesus, go! All remnants of fear, loose your stronghold. Go! Get out, fear. All fear. Let's go. Repeat after me. Spirit of worry, I renounce you. In the name of Jesus, worry, I bind you up. In the name of Jesus, worry. I can't hear you. I terminate your assignment. I terminate all your supporting spirits against me. And in the name of Jesus, I destroy all of your past, your present, and your future works of worry that have been or that are being used against me with or without my knowledge. Spirit of worry, with all of your supporting spirits, roots, and seeds, worry, get out of me. Worry, get out of my family line right now. Go! Go! Anxious thoughts, go! Worry working with fear, go! Worry, go! The Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Go! Get out of me. Hidden worry, go! Transferring spirits of worry, go! In the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Go! Up and out. Go! Worry and fear. Go! Now, say this. My body, spirit, my soul, trust in God. My very essence, trust in God. Jesus, you are my Lord and my only Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Tell him thank you for increasing my trust in you this morning. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I can better cast my cares upon you because I know you care for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now lift your hands up to God. Every area, Father, that was emptied out, fill us. Fill us. Fill us up with more of you, more of your glory, more of your power, more of your strength. Fill us up, Almighty God. Fill us up. 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 Fill us. Fill us. Fill us. Fill us. Feel God. Feel. 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 Fill us up. More, more, more of you. More of you. More of you, God. More of you, 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 God. Thank you this morning for more of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
be there to receive you. And when someone will come for you, he'll care about you. God cares all about you. And he'll be there when you feel it blue. And when your life has broken you, he'll care about you.
Tomorrow on the TED line. Don't forget, God cares about you.